It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Greene. Well, not a whole lot of traffic on the roads this holiday or suburban trains on the move, and that's a relief for many Americans who spend so many mornings trying to get from point A to point B. On this program recently, we've been exploring how Americans commute. 75% of commuters now drive to work alone. In a minute, we'll look ahead to the future of commuting by car. But first, let's go back over 40 years to hear how some elementary school students imagined today's commute.
Car of tomorrow may be self-driven and self-cleaned.
The car of tomorrow, as envisioned by a fifth grader at Meadows School in Baldwin, New York, in 1967. That recording was made during a school assembly, buried in a time capsule, then pulled out in the year 2000.
And chauffeur-driven limousines for busing. Who knows? Maybe our sidewalks will move so no walking will be necessary.
From chauffeured limousines for buses to moving sidewalks. And of course, any young person who watched the futuristic cartoon The Jetsons, I did, might have predicted this.
In the year 2000, there will be cars that run on fuel and oxygen. The cars won't have any wheels. They will look like flying saucers. The oxygen and fuel will make it fly like a rocket.
Lofty predictions then for now, but what's possible for the cars of tomorrow? To find out, NPR's Sonari Glinton spent some time with graduate school students who are helping to create the future of transportation.
If you want to look into the future, you need only go to Pasadena, California.
Yeah, this is our graduate transportation studio. We've got also a conference teaching room there. There's a class.
That's Jeff Wardle. He runs the graduate transportation program at Art Center College of Design in Pasadena. Art Center has long been known for car design because, well, car companies hire people. Wardle started this new program because recently he's come to believe that we are coming toward a tipping point when it comes to transportation.
Where all aspects of transportation, whether it's of people or goods, is going to go through some fundamental changes. And we've seen the early signs of that, even with the convolutions that the automobile industry has been through recently.
So in their studio, you can see almost every pie-in-the-sky idea about transportation. Summer is out there as flying cars. Yeah, there's still hope for that one. To hovercraft. Most are down to earth. Russell Singer is working on a project to crowdsource car design, so instead of going to a big car company, you could build your own car that fits the needs of you and your exact location.
But what we want to do is get it almost to this level of simplicity, like a Lego car, where you can just kind of plug things together. And you can experiment with the function and the form factor of a vehicle without needing to be an engineer or a highly trained transportation designer.
The idea is that open source designing could potentially make it easier to come up with breakthroughs on things like fuel efficiency. Meanwhile, David Poblano says one of the most important things he's hoping to see in the future is the connection between social networking and travel.
The transportation systems and networks that we look at, they have a certain amount of demand and they kind of track how people get onto the trains at certain times, but they don't necessarily know all the information about how you get from your home to the bus, to the subway station, to a taxi.
So right now, Poblano says, we're all connected, but our transit systems aren't. Think about it. If Facebook knows that you like golf, it'll show you ads for Big Bertha drivers. But your transportation system, if it knew what percentage of people were going to work on any given day and what direction they were going in, it could change the number of signals to divert traffic through less congested streets, add more train cars or buses.
I would say the one big topic which has not been mentioned.
Jeff Wardle, the professor, interrupts our big ideas discussion.
Is the fact that what we're doing at the moment, whether we like it or not, is totally unsustainable. So as well as making life much better for people who commute, making it a much more seamless part of their everyday lives, we have to figure out how to do that in a way that this planet can support.
See, that's something that car designers and transportation designers might not have thought of in the past. David Daly says the biggest problem in transportation isn't really design or infrastructure, it's the way we think. Think about how much the phone has changed, for instance.
This has become the device through which people do business, device through which people can capture precious moments. And so in the same way, mobility could be reimagined as a platform around which we can bring about changes.
Now, for these changes to happen, all the students assume that to some degree or another, our cars will be driving themselves. And every step forward towards driverless cars opens up a new realm of possibility for what your commute could be like. It changes everything. Calvin Koo, one of the graduate students, essentially turned the microphone on me then.
Do you feel that there is hope for transportation?
I don't. I drive in Los Angeles. I have no hope.
I can, sometimes feel the same way. I see it from my point of view as almost fighting a disease. We can't stand in the corner and hope it goes away. And you can see the range of ways of tackling transportation problems in this very room with these people here. We can collectively work together, I think we can solve these problems. And Los Angeles is not without hope.
That is the message from these students of transportation. Your commute will definitely get better. It has to. Sonari Glutton, NPR News, Culver City.